The SBA, small business. Nicki Minaj, who's so incredible. They call it small business, Nicki, but when you add it up, it's bigger than any bank probably in the world, right?
I have never seen a cognitive slip up from Trump this bad. One more time. This is Kelly Loeffler. This is Nicki Minaj. How the hell do you confuse the two? This guy is losing. All right, everybody, we have some wild breaking news and confusion breaking out surrounding the current medical state of Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. The reporting is that Senator Mitch McConnell is currently medically brain dead in a DC hospital after being hospitalized for almost a month. Nobody has seen him in or out of his house. His neighbors have reported that they haven't seen him in basically a month. His wife is currently in China. So if he is medically brain dead, as some of the reporting says, then they don't actually have the next of kin in order to pull the plug. The next person would be his children, like likely his eldest child, but they need a concurrence due to DC law. We're going to break all of this down. There is so much confusion breaking out, but the reporting is getting pretty wild. It's important to point out that literally as I'm recording this video, The Hill accidentally just published an article titled "Do Not Use: A Look Back at Mitch McConnell's Time in the Senate," amid growing rumors about McConnell's health. Now, he's not dead. There's no reporting that he's dead, but the reporting is that he is medically brain dead. Mitch McConnell is somebody who, as the former Senate Majority Leader, has spent his entire adult life trying to block the advancement of Democratic policy priorities that would help vulnerable Americans and Americans who need it. I mean, hell, Mitch McConnell has reshaped the Supreme Court in Donald Trump's image, blocking Merrick Garland when Obama tried to appoint Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court, but then allowing ACB to be appointed with an even smaller time frame. He has pulled our country back in a regressive manner, and we are going to focus on that throughout this video without backing down. At the same time, I have a lot of older family members. I have family members who I have watched grow old, so this video is not going to be for me to speculate about his death or celebrate about his death. I'm going to remain professional and steady-handed. You guys can feel as you want to feel about it, but my job at the end of the day is to report to you the facts. I'm not going to be celebrating anything throughout this video. I have family members who I really care about, who I watch grow old. I'm not going to sit here and celebrate things, but Mitch McConnell has uniquely ruined this country, and I think we can point out what his legacy is going to be. So as always, drop a like, make sure you subscribe to this video, and let's just start off with the original report. So Laura Loomer, who is one of Trump's close confidants, reported originally, new, high-level source close to the White House tells me Mitch McConnell is officially brain dead. He's not coming back. This wouldn't be enough to report on its own because Laura Loomer, despite being in MAGA circles, isn't a very reliable source. Sometimes she is. But then the reporter who originally made the article about Mitch McConnell being sent to the hospital before anybody else, she knew before anybody else, has now come out and confirmed what Laura Loomer said. So Desiree Townsend, a reporter who was the first to the case about a month ago when Mitch McConnell originally disappeared, says, "I have heard the same thing from my sources for days. At this point, I am at the hospital for when they eventually decide to cut him off of life support and move his body. His Capitol Police detail is still here as of 3:39 p.m. Now, people may be asking this exact question, why haven't they pulled the plug if McConnell's brain dead? And it's a good question, but it says legal chaos. In D.C., doctors can only call that if the brainstem has fully lost all function, which isn't true for most patients and doesn't seem to be true here. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Mitch McConnell's wife is currently on a trip in China. So the next of kin is supposed to make the call. The next of kin in this case is reasonably Elaine Chao, the wife of Mitch McConnell. She's not in the United States. She is not present. So unless his will expressly stated the next in line on power of attorney, DC Code 212210 shifts this power to the next of kin as, quote, an adult child who is present, conventionally going to the eldest willing child. However, due to legal complexities, hospitals prefer to have all eligible adult children in agreement before making the call to avoid legal battles. Otherwise, a court witness must observe all proceedings in which the individual has chosen to pull the plug despite objection from their siblings. So it's a lot of bureaucracy around this. And even if they all agree, it's complicated by the fact that there is minimal brainstem activity, which is why doctors can't declare it. So you're asking them to decide to pull the plug on their father, despite the fact that he is Mitch McConnell. He is still their father. It's a hard decision for a family to make. You have to place yourselves in their shoes. And with Chao, his wife in China, it's very likely that his children are grappling with the crushing decision right now. There's a human aspect to this. There's also a human aspect to what he's done throughout his career in politics. We'll cover that in just 1 second. He says, despite the fact that I feel no love lost for Mitch McConnell, I do feel for his children, who are likely dealing with an immensely challenging emotional and moral moment that is created by Chow's odd absence and the political machine McConnell created. The decision to pull the plug on a parent is not one I expect any would make quickly or easily. In my opinion, that is a reasonable amount of empathy to apply to the situation of somebody that you really don't like. But we should also apply skepticism to this situation. It's interesting because, as Keith Edwards points out here, Mitch McConnell's team is currently releasing statements trying to make it appear as if he's conscious. And I guess there's a chance that he is. I guess we can grant that chance. Maybe he will be back on camera in 5 days or in a month or something, and he'll be back at it, ruining America. But their statements are kind of odd. I'm going to read from the original NBC article. It says, Senator Mitch McConnell remains in the hospital more than 3 weeks after he was admitted following a medical emergency. A McConnell spokesperson said his statement about the former Senate Majority Leader from last week is still accurate. That statement, issued Thursday, said McConnell is continuing to recover in the hospital. It said, the senator continues to improve and is working closely with his staff. They said that a few days ago. It has now been 23 days since McConnell, who turned 84 in February, was admitted to the hospital, though his team has not disclosed why he was hospitalized nor provided any details about his condition. McConnell has not been seen publicly since his hospitalization. In fact, Mitch McConnell's neighbor revealed new details about the mysterious absence. The 84-year-old senator's staff has not revealed details about his health conditions since he was hospitalized nearly a month ago, but the neighbors of Mitch McConnell and his Capitol Hill home in D.C. have said he hasn't seen anyone come or go since his latest health scare. He has not been seen in public for weeks. We currently live in a country that is run by people who have built a life on trying to screw over others. I'm not even just talking about Donald Trump here, but Mitch McConnell is somebody who is the exact same. McConnell has made reshaping the Supreme Court in his image and in Trump's image his top priority, which has created a durable conservative majority on the Supreme Court for like decades and decades now. They blocked Merrick Garland and allowed ACB. This led to the immunity decision that came down from the Supreme Court. This led to Roe v. Wade being overturned and people dying. This led to the Voting Rights Act being repealed, which disenfranchises voters, and this has led to a whole slew of laws that are currently destroying our country. As a Senate Majority Leader, he drove confirmation of Gorsuch, of Kavanaugh, and of Barrett. Even through Kavanaugh's allegations, he stood by him. That's even before we talk about all of the legislation he's passed in the Senate that is hurt women, hurt minorities, stripped healthcare away from Americans, cut life-saving cancer research, increased our debt and our deficit year over year. Listen, I'm 23 years old, and right now we pay $1 trillion per year on our national debt. That is $39 trillion. That's going to continue to compound and accumulate because people like Mitch McConnell sent billions, trillions of dollars into the Middle East to go to wars and backed this neocon foreign policy. Our country is currently being destroyed. Our country is being savaged by Donald Trump with this Iran war, with inflation, with Medicaid being cut, and it's because of people enabling this. I mean, speaking of Donald Trump, he himself suffered a major mental episode just earlier today. I have never seen a clip of Donald Trump like this in my life. This one is bad. Just now, a slurring and tired Trump confused rapper Nicki Minaj with Kelly Loeffler, the administrator of the Small Business Association. So he's trying to call out Kelly Loeffler in the crowd, who's like a tall white woman, and he accidentally calls her Nicki Minaj. Just for some quick context, this is Kelly Loeffler. This is what Kelly Loeffler looks like, the administrator of the Small Business Association. This is Nicki Minaj. They don't look similar whatsoever, but this is what Trump said earlier.
Jeff is great, and he's married to a person who's doing a phenomenal job at the SBA, Small Business. Nicki Minaj, who's so incredible. They call it small business, Nicki, but when you add it up, it's bigger than any bank probably in the world, right?
I have never seen a cognitive slip up from Trump this bad. One more time. This is Kelly Loeffler. This is Nicki Minaj. How the hell do you confuse the two? This guy is losing.
A person who's doing a phenomenal job at the SBA, small business. Nicki Minaj, who's so incredible. They call it small business, Nicki, but when you add it up, it's bigger than any bank probably in the world, right? I don't know. It's right up there. Small.
Lord have mercy. How do you possibly confuse those two? I think that might be one of the worst clips I've seen, right behind this one of Donald Trump struggling to put a Medal of Honor on a service member for a minute. I'm going to show you how Joe Biden, who Republicans for years said was beyond cognitive decline, that he had dementia, he was gone. They even claimed that Joe Biden was in the hospital like multiple times when he wasn't. Joe Biden severely washes him when you look at the clock on screen. Take a look at this. So Joe Biden already is moving with some speed and knows how to work a clamp. Donald Trump at the top is faking it, pretending, look at, okay, Biden's done. Biden's done. He shakes his hand. That was normal. Let's cut out of there. Let's go back to Donald Trump, struggling to tie this. I don't even know if he realizes that there's a clamp. I'm assuming it's like easier than like a bra strap. It's probably the easiest thing ever. It's probably just like a little clip that you put on, right? And he's struggling, mumbling to himself, trying to play it off. Dog, this guy is cooked. He's losing it. Oh, he just ties it. He literally ties it. I'm surprised he even knows how to tie a knot or a bow. This is brutal. Oh my God. Okay, we're 45 seconds in. We're 50 seconds in. There we go. He literally just tied it. That's probably the most awkward thing I've ever seen. I feel bad for the guy who had to stand there in Trump's crusty aura for that long. But I want to remind you, returning to Mitch McConnell, The Hill accidentally published an article titled, "Do Not Use, a Look Back at Mitch McConnell's Time in the Senate." Well, let's look back at Mitch McConnell's time in the Senate. As the minority and majority leader, McConnell normalized the idea that you can obstruct the other side in such a ruthless way that you basically push American politics to a standstill and make the system not work for the average person. We currently live in a political system of just apathy among my generation, but among people on both sides of all ages, races, genders, apathy for the current political system because people feel like our politicians aren't working for us. He literally helped push that and mainstream that. He branded himself as the Grim Reaper. He would call himself the, quote, Grim Reaper for Democratic legislation, and then he systematically blocked major Democratic initiatives. He even said, after Obama won the first term, he said, we're going to make Obama a one-term president. We're going to obstruct him. He wanted to, in an unwavering and aggressive way, block everything Barack Obama did. He is absolutely wicked. And I want to point out as well, McConnell is one of the architects of campaign finance regulation, fighting McCain and Feingold in court and saying that money equals speech. So he is one of those people that thinks Elon Musk and all of these people should constantly pour as much money into politics as possible, therefore distorting our system. He was a lead plaintiff in FEC versus McConnell and helped pave the way for the Citizens United case in the Supreme Court, which allowed unlimited corporate and outside spending in elections. So I want to repeat what I said at the beginning of this video. I'm not going to sit here and like celebrate somebody, you know, going through a medical emergency. I'm somebody who thinks a lot about health. I don't even want to think about the day that I'm an old man. But I do know that when I'm an old man, I'm not going to look back at my life and see a life spent pulling our country back in a regressive way. And that is what we stand for on the Adam Mockler feed. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. And peace out.